100-year-old building. They go, it works for a good store, standalone. And they go, you're doing their cab. Go to the building store for a while. You know, but he was so pleased with Punch. Well, they also have a location in Fresno, and it was a Rolex location. They just finished building this multi-million-dollar standalone jewelry store, and they still don't have a full collection of Rolex, but it's a collection. It includes some of the glass. And by the way, you're not selling enough, so thank you for building this building. It's still full of products, right? You know what I mean? You're not saying just because you agree to build this building. Anyway, Marty is a good long friend. He's a bench dealer there, and he is a magician with hands of gold. And he was pleased with Punch. He took out all the pins, re-loctited them, and you know, I'm gonna send you a photo when it's all done. But what an asshole, right? Right, what an asshole. What he said, because I had a dream that I woke up that it didn't get there because it was stuck in Memphis for a day, and I act like it was. I said it was some diamonds. I said it was some nice pairs. And then he sent me a photo. I'm like, what the hell happened to the box? You know, I'm like, show me the box. And he was trying, Garrett, I was trying to find a FedEx box that I could stop with the ground or something like that. I'm like, you're evil. They're evil. But it was, you too. Thank you, Dean. Thank you. Let me know if you need me. I'll be here. All right, bye-bye.
Good job.
Kept it for stock. Didn't sell my diamond.
I sent out I think last percent, right? I sold two of these to the same guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah.
Yeah. First one fancy, second thing. Oh, I like it. Light pink is good. Can I get another one? Yeah. Cool. Fancy, how much pink? Yeah, it's perfect. I love it. Light pink like that. Third one. Fancy, second thing. It's not light like black.